Islamic cleric Abu Qatada arrived in Jordan on Sunday to face retrial on terrorism charges after his deportation from Britain. Jordan's extradition request for Qatada had been blocked in British and European courts for over a decade. Jordanian and Western intelligence accused Qatada of being a key al-Qaeda operative in Europe. He had been previously found guilty in absentia and sentenced to life in jail. British Prime Minister David Cameron welcomed the development.
I was absolutely delighted. I mean, this is something this government said it would get done, and we have got it done. And it's an issue that, like the rest of the country, has made my blood boil that this man, who has no right to be in our country, who's a threat to our country, and that it took so long and was so difficult to deport him. But we've done it. He's back in Jordan. That's excellent news. I was on the phone to the Home Office about 12:45 last night just to check everything was as it should be. I think the Home Secretary and her team and our embassy and everyone involved in this has done an excellent job. As I say, this is a man who had no right to be here, who was a threat to our country. We wanted to deport him. We said we'd get it done. We've got it done. And I think that is really good news.
Qatada is being held in a high-security prison near the Jordanian capital of Amman. I'm Anne Schneibel.